Hey loves, like you, I desire an abundant life and its lifestyle, and to continue to show up as my best version of self, where we win in life to reclaim, rediscover, redesign an authentic and genuine self. And yes, this is intimacy on a whole new level. Welcome. Join us at claritywithsue.com. Again, that's claritywithsue.com.
Welcome to the good life. Benny, good morning.
Hi there. Good morning. Good day, everyone. Hi, hi.
Hi. You were on vacation.
I took a little hiatus. Yes, this last Friday and yesterday. Shh, don't tell anybody. Not even the boss. Like, they're not supposed to know about it. Made us a quick little jaunt over to the mighty Cleveland, Ohio.
And
it was amazing. It was super cool.
Do you have new buttons to push there, or is it just the camera?
No. It's just probably the camera. nothing new here, unless they did it in front of me. I didn't know over the weekend.
It just looks different. Maybe it's a different angle. Well, welcome Could aboard. Be. Yeah, welcome aboard, everybody. Well, welcome back, Benny. I won't tell the boss.
Oh, no, he's fine. Yeah. He's the one that gave me the time off. I'm just kind of kidding. Although I did learn something about Cleveland, Ohio, if I don't mind.
What?
Did you know the Christmas Story house, that house is in Cleveland?
No, it's not.
It is. I was totally floored. I had no clue.
How does that happen?
I mean, it's like trivia for the water cooler. I mean, that's just how it works, right?
It is. When Jen gets on, we're going to have that conversation. The family from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Everybody, it is live radio. Sue Lundquist here. Clarity with Sue, the formerly Gratitude Cafe. It's all the same. Same love, same mission. That mission is to bring on guests and, of course, myself to inspire you to be that squeaky wheel, to kind of be that thorn in your tush, to get you thinking different ways, different, you know, new perspectives, new thoughts, new ideas. If you want to change, you have to change. And providing those tools for not only myself and my personal growth, but my guests and our thousands and thousands of listeners from all over the world. I heard from Mexico and the UK, so thank you very much. I love you all as well. I'm just going to jump into our guest today. We're going to be talking about mindset. We're going to be talking about empowerment leaders. You guys know and have heard me talk about leadership, and leadership to me is how you're showing up in the world. It could be CEO, CFO, and that's of your household. That is of a corporation, a company. It could be a nonprofit. It could be because you're a mom or a dad. You're in a parental role. It's all, you are the CEO. So how do we keep your mindset? How do we keep you from burnout? What are sustainable tools that you can use in your day-to-day life? Again, that's a huge passion for me. It's real-time, real-life tools. And again, it's that sustainability. How can we make it stick? So with that, I've got Jen Adamson. She's going to join us today. I'm going to do the formal bio, and then we're going to bring her on, and we're going to get to know her. Jen Adamson is an executive-level mindset and manifestation coach, number one international best-selling author, registered nurse, and will be featured. Actually, she was just featured in the TEDx Huntington Beach, and super excited to have that conversation. Prior to coaching, Jen consulted Fortune 500 companies in sustainability practices. After 8 years of climbing the corporate ladder, though, Jen felt the pull to pivot and align into her purpose. Today, she specializes in empowering leaders to access their flow so they can live an abundant, innovative, and joyful life without the hustle. Woohoo! Yay!
Hi, Sue.
Congratulations on the TED Talk.
Thank you. Oh, that was quite the undertaking. I'm excited to share just anything and everything, all the wisdom I've gained from it.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah. Well, I did the formal bio, and like I had talked to you before the radio show, let's get to know you, your why.
Yeah.
So
I love this. Yeah. And I thank you so much. I'm so excited to be on your show. I just have been listening to your episodes the last few weeks, and your energy is just so magnetic. So it's an honor to be here. So thank you. And an honor to share with your listeners. So a little bit about me. I live in Colorado. I'm a single mom in my soulmate love relationship. I live with my daughter. She's 6 years old. She just started kindergarten. So that's been amazing.
That's a whole nother level.
A whole nother ball field right there.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. But what I love to share is two parts of my story, which I think are going to really resonate with your listeners. And that's that you shared in my formal bio that I was working in corporate, and I was climbing that corporate ladder so fast. I was in my early 20s at the time. That was over a decade ago. And I had learned a little bit about manifesting and mindset work, but you know, from the outside looking in, it looked like I had everything. I was married at the time. I had the house. I was getting the promotions. I was, like I said, climbing. Anytime that I set my mind to something, I was like, I want this award or I want this accolade. It was within weeks. Sometimes I would have someone say, or I'd get an email and say, I'm nominating you for this award. And I didn't know it at the time, but I was on this vicious cycle of achievement. I am a high achiever myself. I love this quality about me. For a while, I thought it was a curse. I love this quality about me because I am just a driven, go-getter kind of person. But at the time, I wasn't fully well-rounded with my resources. I wasn't very well-resourced at the time. And so what I believed is that every achievement was going to lead to joy and to deep satisfaction and fulfillment. And for a moment in time, it did, but it was like an addiction. And I was left feeling empty again and craving the next step, craving the next achievement.
Sounds like some cortisol drip or something.
Big time. I think you were speaking to someone recently. I don't know when it was. I was listening to it. But yes, the addiction to the cortisol, the addiction to the fear and all of those stress hormones. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let me
get some drama. Let me get something in my life so I can be all fired up. Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. And I felt like it kept me as an interesting person, right? Like,
right.
So putting the proof out and putting my innate value and worth on things that were outside of me. You know, I wanted to be the person in the networking group to have like the most amazing story to share about this, that, or the other. And so absolutely, it was all about this external validation, getting that external validation. And what ended up happening, and I'll be totally transparent because I'm a big proponent of mental health, is that it led to insomnia for 6 months. And I share that in the book, my book, Brave Women Stand. And that I was considering taking my own life. That was where it led me because I hadn't had the tools yet and didn't know a lot about spirituality. I've always felt the pull and the inclination to experience and explore more. I was very curious, but didn't feel like it was had a place in my life because I was in corporate. I was climbing this ladder. And it wasn't until I had these thoughts of taking my own life that really life started to open up for me. It sounds as strange as that sounds. That was the wake-up call that I needed. It was like almost the, I hate to say this, but like almost like the slap in the face of this is how I'm living my life right now. And I don't want to live my life. I didn't even know who I was. I was a shell of a person at the time. So what that led me to,
people can resonate. I know I can resonate in a hot second. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I tell my clients this, you don't have to go to India, but at the time I had gotten a divorce. He was battling his own addictions in other areas. And we realized that it just wasn't the right match and it wasn't a healthy relationship. And in that time, I wasn't a mom yet. I was just at this pivotal point where I could do it. And so I moved to India and I spent 6 months in India. And it was the complete opposite of how I'd been living my life. I had no plan. I bought a one-way ticket. And I hired a driver to meet me at the airport. And I had one reservation booked for the first few nights. And I was going to leave the rest to me and the universe to figure out and go with the flow. And that was really stepping outside my comfort zone. So that was, I could share so much. I'll just give a synopsis. And if you have more questions, I'm happy to share. But that is where I learned more of my intuitive side, my creative side. I learned more about spirituality. I learned more about the universal laws and law of attraction. And it's where I was practicing yoga and studying Ayurveda. And things just totally, it totally turned my world upside down in the most beautiful way possible. When I came back, I struggled. I had some major reverse culture shock. Didn't know, because I come back to this Western civilization, which I love so much, and it has its own unique challenges and benefits. And so then I got to integrate for a few years everything that I learned in those 6 months. And it was a hard, yes, arduous journey. It was. I will be completely honest. I thought and had these really big expectations that I was gonna just catch on, and I didn't. It took years. And in that, I decided to become a nurse. And then I also, 3 years ago, when I had lost my dad very suddenly, that's when I really was locking into my intuition. And it said, stop wasting time. Life is too precious. Do what you want to do. Do what you've been meaning to do. Stop beating around the bush. And so that's when I started my coaching practice. And it's just been this incredible journey of learning and growing and expanding and working through my own mindset, and then getting to teach that to people and share that with the world.
Ah, well, we're blessed to have you here. And Jen, I want to kind of back up a little bit. That process, a lot of people don't talk about when, obviously you surrendered, you made some changes and you surrendered into the unknown, air quotes for radio world, and allowing yourself in versus being in that box of control, right? I'm going to control my past, my now, and my future. Where I was going with this conversation is a lot of people in that transition, we don't talk about that reintegration, that coming back where we're shedding the old stuff, we're shedding relationships, we're shedding friends, yeah, but we're not quite sure where we're going. It's that middle ground that's so shaky and scary. Can we have that conversation? And
yes.
Yeah. You're like nodding your head. Yes.
100%. Let's have this conversation, because I think so. This is so often, this is like this, it's almost, it doesn't feel like it at the time. So I heard this quote recently and I love this. It's that life is meant to be lived moving forward, but it's understood looking backwards. And we don't always want to look backwards for too long, right? Because then that can create situations or issues or matters where we then are stuck to the past. And oftentimes that's where a lot of the pain is. So then we can become married to our pain. So it's about allowing ourselves to take this almost, I kind of call it CEO level of being the visionary of your life, being the CEO of your life. And I love that you shared that, whether you're a mom, a parent, a teacher, a fireman, or a woman, we are all CEOs. We're the CEOs of our lives. We're the visionaries of our lives. So it's allowing ourselves to look back at, it's almost like if you take the example of hiking and you're going up this trail to the top of the mountain, the apex of the mountain, you want to take time to enjoy the view. You want to take time to look at how far you've gone. You also want to take a look back to learn, okay, maybe at this point in the trail or in this point in my path in life, I learned this. And now I'm kind of reaching this moment again where it feels a little similar. So what did I take and what lessons did I learn from that moment so that I can apply it to this moment here to maybe ease the burden a little bit more, or to not have like such a chaotic experience like I may perhaps have had before. So it's about allowing ourselves to look back and look behind, to celebrate the progress, to learn what we learned and the lessons and the wisdom, and to take that and always come back here into the present moment, because this is truly the only moment that we have. And in order to live this, whatever beautiful life, whatever you dream of, whatever you aspire to, whatever you are working towards, whatever goals you are working towards, the way to really harness the possibility of having that become part of our reality is to be here in this present moment with hearts wide open, palms open, in this lean back but grounded approach of full trust. And so that integration phase can be really quite a struggle. And I want to share something, because I'll share what happened about 4 years ago. I was in a really unhealthy relationship, and so much so that I had to quite quickly and emergently exit the relationship with my daughter, and we moved across country back home to Colorado, which is where I live. And that moment in time, it was also when I had lost my dad. I was the leader of 75 nurses and CNAs right at the start of COVID. So for 2 years, I led a large team of medical professionals through this very tumultuous, unprecedented time in healthcare. And in those time, in those periods, I had truly taken everything that I had integrated and learned and taken it with me to navigate some of these darker moments in my life. And I won't say that it wasn't perfect. It wasn't flawless. There was lots of blood, sweat, and tears. But the biggest thing that I had learned, the two biggest things that had really kept coming back to, was bloom where you're planted, and trust the vision of your life. Even when the circumstances outside of you will point you or lead you to believe otherwise, because when we are manifesting, when we're creating goals, there is a lag time. There's a time where our physical reality has to take its time to recalibrate to the calibration, to the new calibration that you are working towards energetically and your own frequency and your own energetic field. So stay the course, right? Stay the course. Take the lessons that you've learned. It is hard. It is easy to want to go back to just the continuous, I'm going to be the student, and keep learning and keep consuming this wisdom. But there is a time where, if you truly want to reach the apex of the mountain of your life, that, and I believe that there's always going to be another apex after that, but that you must use and utilize the resources that you have now and put one foot in front of the other. Yeah.
Right there is wise enough. Just, it's not these, I've taken so many leaps of faith, and the audience has heard me talk about this, but where I'm going with this is the conversation in baby steps. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be this extravagant, drama-filled thing. It could just be you getting up in the morning and being grateful, right? And then it's snowballing, because it's a mindset. You know, there's a lot of people out there that it's hard for them to get out of bed, right? And providing the tools and you said the resources for yourself as well. Let's have that conversation when the shiitake hits the fan for the radio world and FCC rules.
I love it.
Shiitake hits the fan. You've had a few of those in your life, and you've had to make substantial pivots. What can we offer to the audience in those moments that say, just keep going, other than the baby steps? What are some of the tips and tools that you've used before?
I'm going to share a personal story of when I pivoted from, so 3 years ago, I started my coaching practice. I started as health coaching. And then a year into it, I pivoted to more holistic life coaching. And I'm going to share a personal story of when shiitake hit the fan and what I chose to do. So I had made the announcement to my audience that I was making this pivot, and it was almost like a new coming out of my business. I had launched and successfully brought in some amazing women for my kickoff event. It was a 6-week masterclass series, and it was going to be it's symbolic for like this new chapter in my life and in my business. And I kicked off the first night's call, and the next day I had a house fire.
Oof.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The next day I had a house fire, and thank God. And I had just purchased my house 4 months before. So this was new everything. And I had just launched my business. And the next day, thankfully, it was a matter of minutes. The fire marshal had said it was, if your neighbors had not acted fast, and that's a whole nother story of like divine synchronicities and being led and guided by spirit guides and angels. But everything up to that point, if it had been a matter of 2 more minutes, the fire marshal said your house would have been completely burnt down, just in ashes. My curtains were this close away from the source of the fire. And my neighbors had acted so quickly and had it had been extinguished just in time. But I was with my coach at the time. And I remember a few days later, she said, do you want to take a break? Do you want to pause? And there would have been no shame had I chosen to say yes. And we are all at different levels and we're at different experiences. So there is no shame if there is someone who's listening to this and been like, oh, I should have known. Like, you have to trust that you made the right decision for yourself. It was just that I was ready. I was at this point where I was just ready. And I was like, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take the baby steps. I'm going to take the lessons learned, because I truly felt at that time and place, there was something bigger that I needed. There was a deeper meaning, and I'm still learning what that is. But I remember the main thing that was going through my mind is, what a beautiful illustration to teach these women who are in my masterclass right now, resiliency.
Yes.
What a beautiful opportunity for me to be totally transparent and honest to my social media community and say, this is what happened. I had a house fire. I'm in the middle of rebranding and pivoting my business. And I'm still going to continue to move forward one step at a time, not in a hustle way, not in a depleting way, but in a, this sucks right now. And I'm heartbroken and I'm going to continue to take it one step at a time. I was just going to end by saying resiliency is such an important factor, I think, an important piece to this is our ability to know that we can bounce back.
Yeah, you're hitting the nail on the head for sure. And resiliency, and I don't know if what soul's contract I had in this world, but dag nabbit, I have had to pivot, bounce back, all of that. Yeah, multiple times. And I say that as a sharing platform for everybody out there. And many of them have heard my backstory, but you had said something a minute ago, Jen, about the permission and no shame. I think that is, or I know that is really important, because everybody is in a different space and place in their life. And it's, you've got to make that choice, similar to what you were talking about. I mean, and I had invested thousands of dollars on programs and rebranding, and I had some things happen and I'm like, I'm done. I can't do this. I'm not going to shame myself. I'm done. And you have to just lean into that and have faith and trust that it's all going to work out. And I don't know where I was going with that, but I think that the pivoting, the bouncing back, the surrender, that self-love and self-acceptance is really important, and not shaming yourself for wherever and whenever you're going to make a step or not make a step, right?
Absolutely. We're humans. So we aren't meant to be perfect. We are imperfect. We're I believe we came to this earth to learn certain things, to be with certain people, to learn and fulfill a certain purpose, whatever that might be. And through that journey, we learn things and we encounter obstacles and we encounter challenges. It's a matter of our mindset and how we want to face the music, right? Do we want to stay constricted and small and possibly stuck in the old beliefs and identities that we know intuitively and in the depths of our core that do not serve us? Or are we willing to have the courage to maybe one dip a toe and then put the foot in and then the ankle? It's like swimming. So it's like, I like to use the analogy of like swimming on the deep end.
Okay. With that, hang on a minute.
Yes.
Women in the deep end, jumping in or not, where is the parachute or the life raft?
Yes.
With that, we're going to take a quick commercial break. For those of you who want to join us on YouTube, we're still going to noodle over there with Jen. Sue Lundquist here with Clarity with Sue. We will be right back.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes,
everyone. Sue Lundquist here with Clarity with Sue, and that's claritywithsue.com. I am talking to you about going from checked out to tapped in. Set your team up and apart from others and create a culture to be proud of. Help your team find its purpose. I'm going to talk about morale, three phases of transformation, those little nicks in the wire, your beliefs, and really getting present so you have the resilience so you can engage and you can have intentional living. This provides the purpose your team is desiring. Let's get you tapped in and on a unified front with appreciation and building an aligned team and its morale. Simply email me, sue@claritywithsue.com. That's sue@claritywithsue.com.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local.
Saving Great Animals, a Seattle-based dog rescue organization, matches families with dogs that are the best fit. Dogs that come from overcrowded animal control shelters, from abandonment or neglect. The key to Saving Great Animals' success is a trial adoption program, including training and counsel as needed. This way, you know you have the right dog before the adoption is final. Saving Great Animals relies solely on donations, so please visit Saving Great Animals.org today.
Hi guys, Sue here with Clarity with Sue, claritywithsue.com. 15 years in radio, solid reputation, creating a conscious collaboration with an aligned message. If you would like to be represented with an high integrity, let's have a conversation about sponsorship. Let's get your name and your product out to the masses. Email me at sue@claritywithsue.com. That's sue@claritywithsue.com.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
I love that song. Thank you, Benny. Welcome back, everybody. Sue Lundquist here. Clarity with Sue. If you are joining us on the radio, thank you very much. Hello, Pacific Northwest. And for those of you who are joining us on YouTube in the present or later on, thank you very much. Leave us a comment. I'd love to hear from you. For those of you joining us in the podcast world, iTunes, SoundCloud, all that juicy stuff, thank you very much. Of course, I want a 10-star rating. If there is one, because why not reach for the stars, right, Jen? Yes, go for it. Okay, we were talking about jumping in the deep end. You know where that train of thought was leading us to?
Yes. So I love to use this analogy with my clients with mindset work. It's 80% mindset and energetics, 20% strategy. Anything that we're doing, any sort of new goal that we're setting for ourselves, we must keep into account our energetics and our mindset, because we've all had those experiences where maybe someone approaches us and we're like, they look fine on the surface, but something intuitively is telling me something is off. It's the same. We can send those very subtle cues to anyone outside and outside of the universe who will also pick up on this. We have to have alignment inside. And how do we do that? We do that through mindset. We do that through energy. So I like to use the analogy of going and swimming into the deep end. Now, some people are just inclined to be like, I'm going to go off the diving board and figure it out. I'm not so much. I am like, I need to ease myself there. I need to.
I'm the one that jumps in.
You, I love it. Well, I guess in some moments, yes, India was one of those moments where I did, I guess, but as, I don't know, as I've gotten older, maybe, I have no idea, but there are moments more so I've noticed where I like to ease myself in there.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
So what does that look like, right? you have to trust yourself that you can swim on the deep end. Maybe you put floaties on, maybe you take a noodle, maybe you just climb down that little ladder and hold on to the ledge and you swim for 20 seconds and then you go back out. But you have to celebrate the times where you go on the deep end. The most important thing is we don't want to come from a dysregulated state. So there are some people who can easily jump into the deep end. They have the tools, maybe they've experienced the experience that they need that has led them to this moment. And so they are ready to do that and they're ready to do it just jumping and taking that big leap of faith. The most important thing is checking in with your nervous system, making sure you are regulated, because that is where the energetics come into place. We can absolutely achieve our goals in a relaxed state of mind. We can absolutely reach amazing quantum level achievements and goals coming from a regulated state. And don't we all just want to do that? Don't we all just want to do that?
That's where it all originates from. You've got to have a coherent energy frequency for it, not only to send it out, but also to receive it. I mean, it's an even exchange of energy. You've got to be able to be in a space and a state that you can receive it as well, right?
Oh, yeah. I love that. Absolutely. Absolutely. How often, I think I've noticed this I used to notice this a lot with myself. And even now as I grow and I expand even more, could I be blocking?
I have a word for that, but I can't say it on radio.
I think blocking, I have it.
But you know what, again, I use that because everybody knows what that adjective means.
Yes.
Because you are blocking the energy.
Yes, absolutely. So I realized about 8 months ago that I wasn't feeling safe having really high level months on a consistent basis in my business. And I realized, ooh, what's underneath that? Okay. So I realized, okay, this comes from old stories of my childhood. And I've healed a lot of my money stories. I've healed a lot of it, but it's like layers of an onion. So there's never any shame if we feel like we're bumped up against something that we are, that we thought that maybe had been healed. Trust that it was. And now this is the next step. This is the next layer. And realizing that by having this idea of money needs to come in this certain way, I was actually like,
That's it right there. It's that control of this is the only way I'm thinking it's coming in. Yeah.
Yes. When I realized that, no, I love money in all forms. I don't care where it comes from. That is when things totally took off energetically. It's yes. Amazing, but you have to, there's so much we can rationalize in our minds intellectually, but if we don't feel it in our bodies yet, that's just a sign. We get to more information that we get to come from this very regulated somatic way of embodiment. It's embodiment.
Okay, well, hang on, Jen. Let's put a pin in that for just a second. Let's talk about that contrast, because we've both been in audience. I'm advocating because I can hear them going, well, I'm in that right now. I'm in that control right now. Mm-hmm. And this is irritating me and it's scaring me. And who do you think you are? You know, that I call it the drunk monkey in the head or the bad roommate. They're saying this stuff to themselves because they're on the proverbial gerbil wheel. Mm-hmm. How can we talk them off the ledge, you know, mm-hmm. get them, I know breathing is cheap and it's free. I'm like, you don't need a Safeway coupon. You don't need nothing. That is the number one thing for you to create that homeostasis in your body. So breath work, number one, and getting back in touch with yourself. And when I say back in touch with yourself, because there's so many people and I was there and still do it, where I don't know what my body is. I didn't know what it felt like to be in my body, right? Because there's denial, there's caffeine, there's isms, all the isms, whatever it is, to distract you from really getting connected with your body. So let's kind of unpack a little bit of that for everybody.
Yeah, I love this. So I'll often notice when I do, and I still am in dysregulated states, and now it's more, right?
Always, yes.
Yeah. So when I notice myself feeling this dysregulation, okay, I asked myself, I think the first question I always ask myself is, first of all, I put my hand on my heart. They have done studies that there are certain brain receptors that light up when we place a hand on our heart. It initiates the sense of connection and safety. And I can't stress enough the ability to cultivate and foster connection and safety within ourselves is powerful. It's
the number one. It's and first you've got to, and maybe you've heard this, first and foremost, you have to have the awareness, right? I mean, that's what I educate and teach, it's the awareness. Because, you know, if we don't have the body awareness, the energetic awareness, the just the simple awareness of what or how we are acting and showing up, then our head's in the sand, there's denial, there's distraction, all the stuff, the isms that come up.
And then that's what causes us to disassociate from our body, right? Exactly. Yeah. So when I notice myself in a dysregulated state, I'll place my hand on my heart. I'll take some deep breaths. One of my favorite breath work patterns is the 5-7-8 breathing.
Yes.
You inhale, you hold, you inhale for 5 seconds, you hold for 7, and then you exhale for 8. They have done studies that the exhale does, they have done studies actually of surgeons who have practiced this breathing, and their amount of precision has increased exponentially in their surgeries because of this level of breathing, because they're coming from this very regulated state. So I'll do that breathing. And here's the thing too, I have ADHD brain. So I can easily do it 2 or 3 times and be like, okay, nothing's working. Do it for 90 seconds, set a timer on your phone and do the breathing for 90 seconds. Give yourself those 90 seconds and you will see a big difference within your state and your emotional state. And then I ask myself, what is the story or the narrative I might be telling myself right now?
Ooh, that's good. I say, is this true?
I like that too.
I'm like, is this true?
I love that. So I actually would do that. So I'll say, what's the story or narrative that I'm telling myself? And then I go into, okay, do you really believe this though? Is this really the truth?
Yes.
Or am I coming from a smaller self? Am I coming from the ego? Or is this my higher thinking? Okay. Well, I know that when I'm coming from the ego, I feel constricted. I feel incredibly fearful to the point of like wanting to bring my shoulders in. I feel pressure on my chest. I feel neck pain and shoulder pain. So I know then those are all signs, or maybe even stomach. My stomach starts to get.
Totally. Really yeah. And so audience, I want you to pay attention to what Jen is saying here. She's giving you some really mind and body connections, things that you can be or be in a state of awareness. So if you get tightened or constriction in your gut, in your neck, in joints, if you just feel stiff, there's something going on, right? Jaw.
Punch my jaw. Yep, exactly. So these are all cues that I know that I'm in this dysregulated state and there is a story underneath the surface in my subconscious that is being carried out and playing on repeat. And so then exactly. Then I say, okay, what is the reframe for this? If I'm not feeling good enough right now, do I honestly believe that? And this is where we get to then use our tools of look at the life beyond, take a gander of the view of where you are and how far you've come. Celebrate this, celebrate your progress, celebrate your growth, celebrate that you just did this, celebrate that even if you don't have a reframe quite yet, or maybe you're not fully backed into believing that you are worthy, celebrate the fact that you right now, right here, notice the patterns, notice your dysregulated state, and that is the work. That is the work. And then choose a belief that feels good for you. Yes. Choose a belief that feels good for you. And it can be as simple as, I am celebrating the fact that I took note of my physical symptoms right now, and I'm breathing through this. Mm-hmm. I'm doing something different. It's not
really important. It's really important for the truth, the authentic truth. And authentic and genuine are big anchor words for me. And what I just heard you say and offer to the audience, you have to speak that truth to yourself because your nervous system is going to call BS on it. I mean, it's just not true. And your body's going to be like, it's no. Mm-hmm. Right. So you have to find that authentic, genuine truth within yourself. And if you don't, just take baby steps or hire you a coach to help you get there, right?
Or anyone. I am
anyone. Find the person that resonates with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And one other one that I like to do is once you kind of feel like you're back at this homeostasis, or you feel grounded, or you feel a bit more regulated, shake it off. I mean, automatic shaking. I am a big fan of it. Shake that energy off.
That it's like a duck at when they get out of the water. Yes. I use that analogy. You know, I'm again, ADD brain and all the stuff. I'm very tactile as well. And having these visuals, whether it's in neuroscience or a duck shaking the water off, it immediately puts that in my head, and I can feel it, do it, sense it, all the stuff.
Exactly. I'd like to share one other thing with your listeners, if it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we're in a dysregulated state, I'm putting my nursing hat on now, we have all these stress hormones coursing through our body, and adrenaline, cortisol, they aren't necessarily bad in a vacuum. They have a place in our lives when we might be truly faced with an imminent danger, like we are face to face with a mountain lion on our hike. But often we know this, that our society is on very much so in a chronic level of high alert, and then what that does is it creates all of these stress hormones that are coursing through our body. This is where the addiction can come into place, because our body is used to this feeling, even though it doesn't feel good, it's not comfortable, it's what's familiar, and the brain loves familiarity. But what ends up happening is, over time, I see this with patients, is that we get heart disease, we get GI issues, we get all of these physical manifestations and symptoms that create dis-ease. It's dis-ease in the body. This is why regulation is so important. So what are some ways when we are experiencing this dysregulated state that it's called the cortisol cycle? We actually have to complete the cycle. And there's three ways that we complete the cycle. It's either through crying, exercise, and through the sweat, or drinking plenty of water. So the next thing to do, if you're not in this place of crying, I'm a big crier myself. I love to cry and release the tears. And then I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go again. I also love to exercise. And if those aren't, you know, available to you in the time being, grab your water bottle and flush your system. Get those stress hormones, get the cortisol out of your body. And then it's almost as if you have completely reset your body again. And you rinse and repeat, and you rinse and repeat, and you don't judge yourself how many times you have to do that in the day.
That's so important. Oh yeah. I want to go back to the conversation at the top of the hour when I was talking about that middle ground. You know, you've made the choice and you've started the change, and you're integrating, and you're in that integration and processing of what's going on, the new tools, you're integrating, you're shedding old beliefs, people. It's for whatever reason, I am intuitively guided to have that conversation, because it's that middle ground that people get stuck. And I know for myself, and when I started the journey, it was, well, what's wrong with me? Why is everybody leaving me? You know, and there's that kind of victim mentality that's going on, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not that. It's a recovering people pleaser as well. And then having to learn authentic and genuine me, and putting up boundaries. And I'm using myself as an example for people to resonate with, obviously. But going back to having that conversation of that middle ground again, and reminding people that there's no shame. And like you said at the top of the hour too, obviously there's been multiple tools, but I think the shame keeps coming back around, because I think that with shame and also being addicted to the chemicals, right? It's like a double-edged sword. You go through shame and then the drama comes back, right? Mm-hmm. For the radio world, Jen's nodding her head. Yes.
I'm deep in, but I realize I lost consciousness of where we are in the space. Yeah. I'm totally drawn in right now by what you're saying. Yes.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And it's such an important conversation, because people don't talk about that middle ground.
Yeah.
They talk about the beginning and the end, right? The solution. And yes, I'm solution oriented. And I want to talk about that middle ground where we're in that middle space and not having shame and breathing and understanding that our bodies are and can be addicted to the chemicals that are being released, and really finding tips and tools that are authentic and genuine for you to make this. So that's why I do this radio show. I've been doing this for 15 years. Yeah. That's why I do this.
Yes. I want to speak into what you said, and I want to highlight one thing, and then I want to share something. So for anyone who's in that phase right now, you are not alone. There is nothing wrong with you. I want to emphasize this from the depths of my heart. You are at a crossroads right now, and you are not familiar. The brain, I want to go back to the body and our physiological experience. The brain is used to familiar patterns. What you are on the edge of is something wonderful and magnificent, and also so unknown because you haven't experienced it yet.
Yeah.
You haven't experienced the magnificence that you know in the depths of your heart is on the other side of this. It's just a matter of, taking it one step at a time.
And it's different because it should feel different.
It should feel different. So here's when you can really get into it. Here's where you can know if you're on the right path. If it feels scary on the surface level, but underneath there's excitement, that's a clue. That
key audience. Oh, that's please take clue. That. Say that again, Jen. That was beautiful.
So if there's fear on the surface, yet underneath you feel excited and it feels expansive,
yep.
It's a very strong green light indicator that you are on the right path, and it is going to happen. This is a law of nature and the universe that anything that we anytime we calibrate or recalibrate to a certain energy, people are going to match and other people are going to fall away.
Yep.
It is just what happens. We are all made of energy. We are all tiny atoms vibrating at certain frequencies. It's like a radio antenna, okay? The radio antenna, we turn the dial on the radio, and I don't know if you guys know this or not, but the antenna first has to emit a frequency. And then through that emission of that certain frequency, it picks up on the radio station that we've tuned into. So if you've been emitting a certain frequency for most of your life and you're recalibrating to an elevated frequency, give the physical reality some time to recalibrate your physical environment to match your new energy. That does, do not give up, stay the course. This is hard. It can be really challenging and daunting. If it's too much, seek support, go see a therapist, consider joining a peer support group, reach out to a coach. You're not meant to do this alone either. You're not meant to do this alone. Believing that we are worthy of the support that we desire catapults us and really brings us into this new level, this new frequency. So you're not alone. You're not alone. There is nothing wrong with you. It may feel like things are falling apart. You're not alone. Mm. Absolutely not alone.
Very important. Pardon me. I had to take a sip of water. Well, I'm finding my body. What's happening is sitting here, and audience, you can't see this, but my body is releasing. I'm like deep breath and yawning, and I'm trying, and yeah. I'm like,
love it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's good. Releasing. So it's not me being rude. I think you understand the whole breath work.
What do you do?
Okay, Jen, we've got five-ish minutes. Of course, Brave Women Stand, the book. We talked about that when we were on quick break. You've got something magical happening on November 13th. I would love to bring that up if we could.
I do. So I am launching my newest program called Elevating Women's Voices. So a month ago yesterday, I gave the talk of a lifetime. I gave a TEDx talk, my first TEDx talk. Oh, I'm so excited. And I can't wait. It's not out yet, but it should hopefully, fingers crossed, be out in the next 30 to 60 days. And one of the biggest superpowers, one of the biggest, most powerful tools that we have as humans is our voice. It's our voice. It's using our voice in ways to amplify and create meaningful impact around the world. And what I have seen in my years of coaching high-level ambitious women is that we still struggle with a lot of things like imposter syndrome. And if we take it, well, I could go really far back, but if we take our epigenetics and societal just history of how women have been quieted down for centuries and centuries and centuries, my mission in life is to empower women to elevate their voices and their presence so that they can carry out their noteworthy missions of bettering people and planet. And so this is just all culminating into this course of elevating women's voices to transform women, to help them to gain the confidence. We're going to talk a lot about the energetics and mindset and nervous system regulation first. Those are the first two courses, because we have to create that foundation. That is a foundation that not a lot of us have understood or learned. And then we get to build our beautiful houses on top of that foundation. So it's this beautiful mixture of a mastermind with group coaching and training and actual real life, applicable, tangible steps. Like we'll be utilizing and sharing our resources and actually using our voices to become transformative and even authentic and persuasive communicators, which opens so many doors. And so this is all of this. This is my baby. This is my passion project. And I'm inviting 10 women into the group. So if you're interested, I already have 3 women who've signed up and said yes, and they have committed. So seats are limited. If you're interested, can I share the link? Is that okay, Sue?
Oh yeah, I was looking for it here on my notes, but please Beautiful. Do. Yeah.
So it's jenadamson.com, and that's Jen with 2 N's, /elevate your voice.
And elevate your voice. And Benny, you can put that on YouTube. So elevate your voice. All right. I want to make sure it is Jen, J-E-N-N for those in radio world. Adamson Adamson /elevate your voice, correct?
elevateyourvoice.com/elevateyourvoice. Yes.
.com. Got it. All right. As I choke here, we've got about 2-3 more minutes. we've covered quite a bit, and we've covered a lot of don't be hard on yourself kind of things, right? Don't take baby steps. Don't allow that shame, the drunk monkey, the bad roommate, imposter syndrome, whatever the adjective to describe is for you. And thank you, Jen, for sharing your transparency and creating a platform. And as Brené Brown says, stepping in the rink, getting dirty. It's easy to stay hidden. It's easy to stay hidden.
It is. It's easy.
And I say that as a metaphor and an umbrella for it all. Jen, before we head out, I would love to talk to you. We've got about a minute. Really quick, what are you thankful for?
Oh, I love this question. Okay, so truly, I am thankful for this conversation. I fully believe that this was a potent, powerful discussion that is going to land, I hope and I trust, will land with a lot of your listeners. I'm grateful for this fall weather here in Colorado. And I'm grateful that in just a few short days, my mom is going to be coming up from out of town, and my boyfriend and his family and my family will all be together to spend time. So, and I could just continue to keep listing it on. And I'm grateful for my upcoming trip to Savannah. I've never Ooh. Been before, so I'm going.
Yay! Beautiful. All right. Well, November 13th is it a master class? Is that what I'm calling it?
Yes, you can absolutely. Okay. It's a high level mastermind for women ready to transform their communication. Yes.
All right. For those of you wanting to get more information from Jen, we will have all the links in the YouTube, in the bio, all the good juicy stuff. Thank you again, Jen. This has been absolutely beautiful and delightful. And for those of you who's joining us on the podcast world, leave us a great rating and, of course, 10 stars, because who wants just 5? I want 10.
All the way, baby. All the way.
All the way. All right, everybody. We are going to head out. Each of you are a gift. Get out there and share yourself with the world.